You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Iceberg to Go, your daily dose of Pittsburgh Penguins news and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Today, I wanted to talk about a Penguins top six winger that is currently residing on their third line alongside Lars Zeller, and that's Rickard Rakell. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Rickard Rakell has had a horrendous season. It's been a bad year for number 67 in black and gold. I mean, he's been wildly inconsistent. He's had multiple goalless droughts, including the first 17 games of the season. 17 games that he went without a goal to open the season, and then he went on injured reserve. He was out for over a month, and the question started stirring, well, was it because he was injured, or was the injury simply something that happened in the midst of a long goalless drought, a drought in which he only picked up 4 assists as well. He wasn't scoring. He wasn't factoring in on other players on his line scoring, and he was struggling mightily. He gets hurt. He comes back. There are the stories of he's taking this as a brand new start. He's taking this as the beginning of a season, basically looking at the first 17 games as a mulligan, and he looked good coming off that injury. He had a couple of stretches of decent production. But once again, here we are, where we're talking about Rickard Rakell with about a month left in the season, and the overwhelming majority of this year, he's struggled. He's had a bad year. And that put his name high on potential trade lists. Leading up to the trade deadline last week, his name started to get louder and louder, started to be brought up more and more as somebody the Penguins could look to move off of at the trade deadline. Now, it didn't happen. A lot of players ended up not getting traded at the deadline. It turned into a buyer's market where, listen, aging veteran wingers who have heavy contracts were not going to get moved. It just wasn't going to happen. Reilly Smith stayed on the Penguins. Rickard Rakell stayed on the Penguins. Lars Eller stayed on the Penguins. Noel Acciari stayed on the Penguins. These older veteran players on a team that is one of the worst in the National Hockey League this season in the Pittsburgh Penguins are not going to be hot commodities. Hence the reason you had a depth defenseman in Chad Ruedel be the only player that was moved off the NHL roster on deadline day, and the only other player that was moved off the NHL roster was a 40-goal scorer in Jake Guentzel. So there was no market for Rickard Rakell or Reilly Smith at the trade deadline this year. There might be one this summer, though. And if it comes down to one of those two, and only one of them is going to be moved, I would stick with Reilly Smith in that instance. I know Rickard Rakell's season hasn't been good, but this isn't new for him, and so much so that he's having an identical season to the one he had in 2020-21 when it was a down year in the COVID bubble NHL season with the Anaheim Ducks. It's nearly identical. Let me read you the stat lines here, starting with 2020-21 season with the Anaheim Ducks. 52 games played, 9 goals, 28 points, and he finished with a 6.3% shooting percentage. This season, so far, 52 games played, identical. 9 goals, identical. 27 points, down 1, in a 6.9% shooting percentage. So he's having a season that he's had in the past. This is nothing new for Rickard Rakell. So why would I say that if you're only going to keep one of Reilly Smith or Rickard Rakell, would I choose Rickard Rakell? Because of the way he rebounded after that season in 2020-21. The way he was able to rebound at age 28, at age 29. In 2021-22, the next year, he scored 20 goals, 21 assists in 70 games. 41 points in 70 games, and his shooting percentage rebounded well up to 10.9%. In the midst of that season, he was traded to Pittsburgh. He had a pretty good stretch to end the year with the Penguins, and then he carried that over to another season at the age of 29, where he scored 28 goals last year, 32 assists for 60 points in 82 games played, and his shooting percentage continued to climb to 11.5%, which is around where his career averages. So he's bounced back in the past. He's had bad seasons and come back and had stellar seasons after that. The only thing that concerns me a little bit is his last bad season that I'm talking about here was when he was 27 in his prime. 28 years old, 29 years old, he bounces back. Can you expect the same results at the age of 31, at the age of 32? The Penguins need him to be. Because I think the odds that you're able to offload a Rickard Rakell are rather low. He has 4 years remaining on his current contract, $5 million per season, and not to mention, he has an 8-team no-trade clause throughout the entirety of that deal. So the odds that you can even move him are a little bit lower. But I think there is hope, and it is his 2021 season, his 2022 season, where he got back up to the 20 goal mark, where he got back up to 40 points in 70 games, 50 or 60 points in 82 games. There's hope that he could bounce back next season. And also, when you look at what the Penguins have in front of them this upcoming summer, it makes a lot of sense to, at least for next year, ride Rickard Rakell for one more season. Maybe you look to trade him at the deadline with only 3 years left. Maybe you look to trade him in the offseason in 2025. But it feels like a good course of action would be to hold on to him through this summer and into next season for a couple of reasons. One, the contract. Two, he's bounced back. I've talked about both of those already. Three, the Pens need to make some severe changes throughout their lineup.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kyle Dubas has a lot of work to do this summer. His bottom six needs rebuilt. Again. His defense needs restructured. Again. He needs to address the backup goaltending situation. Hellberg's out the door. Alex Nedeljkovic is on an expiring contract. And Joel Blomqvist, who knows if he's ready to make that jump to be a backup in the NHL next season or not, because he's only having his first year on North American ice. It's been good, but is he ready to make that next step? And even if he is, you need to bring in more goaltending depth. And then you need to fine-tune the top six. That's a lot of work that needs to be done for Kyle Dubas to turn this team from the 25th in the National Hockey League to a team that can make the playoffs and, as the goal has been stated, compete for a Stanley Cup. Whether you believe it or not, that's the stated goal for Kyle Dubas and the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I think keeping Rickard Rakell might be a way to get you closer to that than trading him away. There's a lot that needs to go down this offseason. You might need to move on from, I don't know, I've started to see rumors about Erik Karlsson. Elliot Friedman's been tossing that around on 32 Thoughts this week. I've seen a lot of talk about Riley Smith. I've seen a lot of talk about Tristan Jarry potentially being a name that's floated out there this summer. There's a lot that could happen over the next coming months into the summer for this Penguins team to change it around before next season. The other problem is, Kyle Dubas said he wants to get younger. Younger, younger, younger. Everybody in the comment section says younger, younger, younger. You're not getting younger in free agency this year. At least not younger and better. And that's, I think, an important piece to this that a lot of people don't mention. Yeah, you're just going to get young guys in free agency. It's going to make it all so much better next season because they're going to have a lot of young guys. the youngest unrestricted wingers in free agency this year are 27 years old. It's only 3 years younger than Ricard Raquel. Anthony Beauvillier is on that list. Denis Gurianov is on that list. Christian Fisher, Jake DeBrusk, Yakov Trenin, some former Penguins. Kasperi Kapanen is on that list. Daniel Sprong is on that list. They're all 27 years old and expected to be unrestricted free agents whenever July 1st comes around. Ricard Raquel, in a down season, has more goals than all but three of those players. DeBrusk has more, Trenin has more, and Sprong has more. Trenin and Sprong are right about at their limit there. Sprong has 16 this year. I don't know if you can expect him to get very much more than that. Yakov Trenin has, I believe, 11 or 10. Not expecting more from him. Jake DeBrusk is having a good year up in Boston. But again, are you expecting that much more from one of these guys coming in free agency where you might have to pay them around the same amount of money you're paying Ricard Raquel? Or do you want to rock with Ricard Raquel, somebody who has shown you as recent as last season that he could have a near 30-goal year with the guys that are on this team? Yeah, he plays his best with Sidney Crosby and not with Evgeny Malkin, and it stinks that you might have to staple gun him to Sidney Crosby to get any production out of him. But I think with the restructuring of everybody around this lineup, you get a little bit more offense in the bottom six. You get somebody else to play on the wing with Evgeny Malkin because the Riley Smith experiment didn't work. Riley Smith, Evgeny Malkin, and Ricard Raquel, that line, for multiple reasons, just didn't work. I think you could revitalize Ricard Raquel one more time, get another year or two out of him before you eventually end up trading him towards the tail end of that contract. Or at that point, if the Penguins are in rebuilding mode, you might just eat the last 2 years because you need somebody that's entertaining on the team. He's had a bad year. Don't get me wrong. I have not liked what I've seen from Ricard Raquel this season. But his past history shows us he can bounce back. He's done it in the past. He did it as early as the last 2 years. He was bouncing back from a bad season in 2020. So could he bounce back again next year? Potentially. And with the Penguins having so much else to worry about, I think the idea of keeping Ricard Raquel is a little bit more attractive than initially thought, at least by me. You might disagree, but I think that while all options need to be exhausted this summer to try to make this team much more presentable on October 1st of 2024, I think there's a chance that Kyle Dubas keeps Ricard Raquel because he sees the same thing that I saw. This is a guy that, yeah, can have his down seasons, but the ceiling is still high. And the ceiling is still a 20 to 25 plus goal scorer and somebody that could finish with around 50 points. Somebody that can play on your top power play unit. Somebody that should be realistically able to play up and down your lineup. He hasn't been able to do it this year. But once you get a better lineup, once you get a little bit more offensive tuned players, I think that you have a chance to really get something better out of Ricard Raquel. Not to mention, if you're going to trade him, you're trading him low. So you're not going to get anything back. There's going to be the same people that were mad about trading Gensel and not getting a lot back that are going to be mad about trading Raquel and not getting a lot back because people aren't going to trade a lot for somebody coming off of a bad season. They just aren't. You're selling low on this product. At the end of the day, it might be better off if you keep it, you let Raquel bounce back next year, or at least hope Raquel bounces back next year, and then try to sell high. I think that's the best case scenario for the Penguins because then they get out from under 3 years left of a 31-year-old that is volatile, but I just don't see the writing on the wall for Ricard Raquel as much as I do for some other players in this organization. If they keep him, I could see him bouncing back. If they don't keep him, it'll be interesting to see who they fill his spot with in the top six. You got a lot of young players in the NHL right now that are unproven to play a full season in that role. Drew O'Connor, Valtteri Puustinen, are those guys able to realistically fill the role of Ricard Raquel when he's on his game? They can do it this year. That's fine. He's having a down year as Raquel. But can they do it to the level that Ricard Raquel would bring you at his best? That's a big question. And that's one that, thankfully, Kyle Dubas is the only one that has to answer. And none of us have to without the actual repercussions of seeing what takes place in 2024. But I feel like Ricard Raquel deserves another shot with the Penguins. Let me know if you agree in the comment section, but that is going to do it for this episode of The Iceberg to Go. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from.